All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to College Football's Top 25 Plus 5 on Offsides here, live on StreamYard. And, of course, it's always me and Kalen. Hello, everybody. Anyway, we had a lot of great stuff going on this last week. I mean, wow. Some major, major upsets and absolutely crazy. And I'll tell you what, we always kill our video here. So we're going to do that, but you see us talking. Some games that were I just didn't count on last week.
No.
And, you know, the
but I didn't count them out.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You know, we said Vandy was going to be tough, but I thought Alabama would be able to handle that, and they did not. They got brutalized. I mean, from the very beginning to the very end of the game, they got out-hustled. Yeah. They got outplayed. They got but physically taken, you know, to the woodshed.
It's like I said, though. I said this last week. I said, has Alabama been tested by a vicious team? And, you know, Vandy's got nothing to lose except for to ruin everybody else's plans.
Yeah. So, you were spot on that one. And I was like, well, I thought Georgia was a good test for them. I was wrong. And I figured, after coming from Kentucky,
this is going to be the year where you're going to have good losses, good wins, and bad wins.
Does anyone get out unscathed?
Maybe one team, maybe one.
I you know,
as it's looking right now, the remaining undefeated teams, all right, and out of the the Power Five teams, who is it? You got Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Indiana, all four of them.
Texas.
Yeah, Texas. All four of those, though, are in the same conference. You know, Ohio State's got to play Oregon this week. Ohio State's got to play Penn State in about 2-3 weeks. And they got to play Indiana as well.
And that, yeah, and then you still have Michigan looming back there, who's always been a thorn in our side.
But see, and then you go to Texas now. That win over Michigan does not look good.
No, it does not. No, it does not.
It does not look good now. And that win over USC looks like a very bad win. And now USC does not look good.
No.
So this is where everything starts to come full circle here, you know.
Now I have questions about USC. I have questions about Michigan. I have questions about Alabama. I have questions about Georgia. I have questions about LSU. And then Tennessee went down and –
brings questions to them.
Iamalava just wasn't – he wasn't ready.
No.
I felt like either the team got drunk the night before or something happened, but Arkansas was just faster. The defense was holding up as best as it could. The offense wasn't getting it done.
No.
And it was the offense. I blame the offense on that one because Tennessee really is on paper – pound for pound, the better team.
What you're seeing here now, though, in these, you know, as the season's going on, depth. A lot of teams just don't have the depth.
I'm not seeing it. Yeah, I agree with you, and I just don't think that they've had it at all. And now we're getting into. I mean, the scores. We go back and we take a look at the scores here. I mean, now Oregon pounced on Michigan State with a very similar score to Ohio State pouncing on him. Ohio State was 38-7 winners. Oregon was 31-10. There's a little bit of a difference there.
So here's, you know, yes, I'm a biased fan for Ohio State, but honestly, I've watched them trying to be as unbiased as possible because I honestly don't know how good this team is.
We're going to find out.
But they're loaded at every single position. You know, when one guy goes down, another one just fills the gap. And he's just as good as the guy that just went down. So looking at the Iowa game, and mind you, Iowa is not a bad team.
No, they got a great defense. They're really not.
They have an amazing defense. They've always had an amazing defense. And remember, they were ranked number 15 total defense.
And they fell only by 1 point to the Cyclones.
To the Cyclones.
Which is a top 10
team.
And
it was a top, you know, it came down to the final 2 seconds or the final 3 seconds of that game. So you can't even discredit Iowa in the sense of, because that was a good loss. You know, Iowa State right now, I believe, is undefeated still.
Iowa State is undefeated.
I believe they're number 25 now.
Matter of fact, you only have a few teams from the Big 12 that are undefeated. So BYU is there.
Yeah.
Iowa State is there.
Yeah.
Texas is in the SEC now. But
and then you got Oklahoma sitting there with one loss.
With
one
loss, yeah.
Kansas State sitting there with one loss.
Kansas State can beat anybody at any time. We're finding that out. So it's very hard to kind of get a gauge on where these teams are. But Syracuse, they came up on UNLV.
Yeah.
And they pulled it out. And I told you, Cade McCord is very comfortable in that second tier.
Kyle.
I mean, he is very comfortable in that second tier.
Yeah.
I meant to say Cade Kublik for Clemson is starting to look comfortable with Clemson. They are a player now in the ACC, where everyone wrote him off after that lopsided spanking they took from Georgia.
No, Clemson's always going to finish out of strong.
The
question being for Clemson is, can you beat Miami and can you beat South Carolina? Those are the two games.
Well, they got to play Syracuse too.
Yeah, and three games now.
Yeah,
they played Syracuse this year. So,
they're gonna have to do that. But we got up to, let's get down to the scores: Alabama 35, Vanderbilt 40, and
also 5-0.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Ohio State 35-7 winners over Iowa. Tennessee 19-14, and really this shouldn't have been, but Georgia 31-13 over Auburn. Now Auburn is done. We know that.
Yeah, they're done.
They're done. We've known they've been done, so they want to upset a few people too. Is this going to be a problem for Alabama down the line?
That loss
we have seen this before.
That loss to Vandy matters.
That loss did matter.
It matters, okay? And see, if Vandy decides to stump you here, they go and lose every other game, every single one of them, because now that loss really matters, especially if you're talking about a squad that's only got 2 wins.
Yeah. Vandy is a unbelievably strong team.
They are. They really are.
Penn State took on UCLA, and they defeated them 27-11. I still can't get a gauge. The defense looks good. Drew Aller.
Yeah, you really can't tell with that offense.
I don't think that they've been quite tested yet.
No.
And it's kind of hard to kind of see what's going on.
But I will say it's a typical Penn State offense.
It is. Yeah.
They find a way.
Somehow or another. Now, Miami, how they got past Cal, I don't know. Cal had them beat all the way through, but the only thing I could say is Cam Ward. That was it.
Yeah.
That was the difference. That was the difference maker, was the quarterback for Miami, Cam Ward. Texas A&M absolutely destroyed Missouri. And we said before, I'm not so sure,
about Missouri.
Now we know. So they will crumble under pressure because Texas A&M brought it to them. And I mean to tell you, it wasn't pretty. Michigan.
Exposed.
Yes, they were exposed. And
I want you to realize,
and
something.
We said last week, if you remember, we said that thing from last year is still biting at them.
Look. Connor Stallions has gone on now, and he's gone on this podcast. And I want y'all to realize something. Listen to what he is saying. He is openly admitting that he knew the plays, that he was watching the signalers, that everything that he was accused of is true.
Okay? He's got nothing
now
to lose.
I want you to listen carefully to what he states. He can sit there and, quote for quote, I think he stated that there was a sign, Ohio State signaler, put a formation in. What was it?
Strip Y.
Well, let me tell you something, buddy. If it was a formation you'd never seen before because it was a play that was never played in live action, then you got to go and question how you knew about the formation and the play to begin with. And there you go. That automatically blows up your entire ego trip that you're going on now with your podcast. And it's like, you're guilty.
Yeah.
And the players knew. And that's the worst part about it. They deserve everything that's coming.
And I think it's
coming. And by this, I love this. It's next one. Southern Cal versus Minnesota. Minnesota pulls out a win on Southern Cal. Guess what, Michigan? Your win over Southern Cal doesn't look that great now.
No.
And the fact of the matter is, you got lucky by the refs last week whenever it was versus Minnesota, and Minnesota had you beat.
that was
a catch.
That game, they're a dangerous team, Minnesota. So, you know, you got to watch out for them. And I think we're seeing this you know, you're going to have that natural attrition between the conferences, you know,
in
each conference. You know, the Big Ten is now starting to fight with the Big Ten, the SEC with the SEC. And we're seeing things that we're not used to seeing in years past. You know, I mean, I can't say for sure who the big dog is in the SEC now. It's hard to say. It's the same thing with the Big Ten.
I'm going to tell you, this upcoming week, if I remember correctly, let me check and see. But Ole Miss versus LSU. You want to know who the big dog of SEC is? There you go. LSU and Ole Miss. These are the two teams right now that are undefeated in the SEC play.
I don't know that LSU can get past Ole Miss.
Hang on. Who did Ole Miss lose to? Ole Miss lost to Kentucky. Yeah, so Kentucky's in the East. Ole Miss is in the West.
Yeah.
Technically, that loss does not matter.
I mean, it's going to be tough. Can LSU beat Ole Miss? And LSU looks good. And
can Ole Miss continue to do what Ole Miss has been doing? That's the real question. Well, do you want to know who the king of the SEC is right now? That game will detail it. Because if Ole Miss cakewalks LSU and runs away with the game, Ole Miss is for real.
Well, hang on for a second here, because I'm going to tell you, they don't have the quarterback that LSU has.
No, absolutely.
Nussmeier is a fantastic quarterback.
But that's my point. That's even more to my point. If they're able to do more with less, you're the better team.
Yeah, and we'll have to see. That'll be interesting. They walked over the Gamecocks. I was really surprised. I figured the Gamecocks would hold up a little better. But they're one of those teams that you don't know which team is going to show up or not show up. And we got Victoria. Hey, Victoria. I see you here. She is there. We'll take her off of mute. She's hiding in the background, folks. She's hiding. This is our marketer for Trim Radio Network and sets up everything. So either I made a big boo-boo somewhere or something. But, all right, so let's go on down. Clemson, 29, Florida State, 13. Should that have been more? I mean,
yes, personally,
is Florida State now fighting to just kind of keep its name?
Florida State's done.
Okay. So
they're done. And what's even worse here is that Florida State's only win is against Cal. Okay.
And
Cal just took Miami to 1 point to final seconds.
Unbelievable. So Iowa State is looking really good. I mean, 43-21 over Baylor, They ran them down. And Iowa State looks really good. I think they might be a little underestimated, and they shouldn't have been. And it happened. And don't forget, folks, you can go on. You can make picks if you want during the week. Go to 5-star Double Diamond Sports. John Hickey runs that page right there, and he does a great job, and I love how he does it. And he shows you how you do against all the competition of the other pickers and everything, posts it up, puts the games up, says, okay, make your picks or whatever. I mean, it's just fun, you know. But he does a super, super job, and, you know, I love doing it. The competition's a lot of fun, and I got shellacked this week again. So, you know, we'll just go from there. Boise State, 62, Utah State, 30. What do you think of Boise State?
I mean, Boise's being Boise.
Boise's being Boise. You play on that blue field, You're not going to – they don't lose very much. That's for sure. Here's a game that I kind of wasn't surprised. SMU
over
Louisville. And Louisville having that loss – and all of a sudden, here we go. They failed again.
I told you. Every time I pick Louis, they lose. I'm sorry, Louis.
Yeah, and I picked SMU.
I know you did.
So, Indiana, the surprise.
Not really surprised.
Indiana 41-24 over Northwestern, who isn't really, you know, wasn't really surprising, but it is what it is. So that was kind of the scoreboard of your top 25. Now, week seven, what we got going on. Here's an interesting game. This is going to be interesting for a couple of reasons. Utah versus Arizona State.
Yep.
Who do you like in that one?
I got to go Utah.
You're going to go with Utah?
Utah. Utah's battle-tested.
Well, yeah. Remember, they were on a bye, and they lost the game. So,
it's hard to say, but I expect them to bounce back.
You do?
Yeah. Well,
I like.
Yeah, I'm expecting them to bounce back. Arizona State came out, you know, the gate firing, but they've had a lot of close games, you know, by 7 points or less.
Yeah, so, but isn't that the same with playing at the level of your competition and maybe a step above?
Yeah, and that's what I mean. So if Utah comes out doing how Utah should, it shouldn't be a close game. Do I expect it to be competitive? Sure. But I still expect Utah to walk away by at least 10 points.
If Cam Rising, right?
Yeah.
If he's there. If not, then, you know, Arizona State's looking a lot better. All right.
Well,
so
Cam Rising's gone, I believe. So yeah. it's Wilson now.
Yes, but I'm just saying, if he were there, they would have the advantage. And now he's not. Boom. Yeah. South Carolina at Alabama. South Carolina is – they're in a desperate spot. They are 3-2. They're three games away from being bowl eligible, and they've got to play tough, tough teams. So could they upset Alabama? No, not this week. I don't think so.
It's hard to say. You know, you expect to say no, but at the same time, does that loss last week, is it going to play a factor on Bama?
Head games? Little head game there?
Yeah. Is it going to play a factor? You know, you saw a little bit of the leadership failure there.
Oh, yeah.
And the coach, you know, I don't know if you saw the presser or not, but he basically defended the actions. And you got to go and question now, okay, well, what kind of program are you running here, buddy?
I was surprised at that. I mean, he kicked the ball.
He threw a temper tantrum. It was a temper tantrum.
And then the defensive coach said, come off of the field. He said, no. He said, I'm doing what I want to do. So
where, and that right there, no, you would have been gone. Yeah. Right in the locker room.
Where's the leadership skills on that?
Exactly.
You know, so I was.
And that all falls on coaching.
Nick Saban would have never put up with that.
No, he'd have been gone.
He would have went out to the field and grabbed him by the front of the face mask and said, get over there on that side. I'm done with this, you know?
Yep.
And he would have done that. Nick Saban would have done that. DeBoer, it doesn't have he's missing that
the loins.
Yeah, he doesn't have that DNA that Saban has. All right, Clemson at Wake Forest. 4-1 going against Wake Forest at 2-3. I like Clemson.
Clemson.
Yep, Clemson in that one. Missouri at Massachusetts. I'm going to take Missouri. Yep. I mean, UMass is 1-5. Missouri's 4-1. If you mess this game up, then we're going to make fun of you, and we probably will. Here we go. This now we're at the Red River rivalry game.
Yep.
And this could go any which way. And defense versus offense. You got Sarkisian and you got their head coach from Clemson. You look stalled.
No, I'm reading up on something.
Oh. Against a defensive mastermind. So, can Oklahoma upset Texas? I think that they can. If Arch Manning is the quarterback, and they are the best 1-2 quarterback punch.
No, Ewers should be back.
If Ewers isn't back, if Ewers is back, then I can see Texas winning that game. If not, look out, because I would believe that maybe Oklahoma could pull that one out.
Yes.
But we'll
Oklahoma has an opportunity here.
Yeah.
They lost to Tennessee. They lost by 10 points. All right. They beat Auburn. They barely beat Auburn, though. And that's where the questionability of how good are you as a team, truly. Because if you go back now to last week, Auburn just got curb stomped. Tennessee just got blown out.
I think Oklahoma was 5-0 against the SEC, and that was their stumble. And I wasn't sure who to pick on that one. I went with Tennessee on that one, and I was right, but then Tennessee flopped. So this is going to be very interesting. This is a tough game to call, and it's in Texas.
No, it's in Oklahoma.
No. Is it?
Yeah, it's in Oklahoma.
I don't think so. I think it's in Oklahoma. Texas. I think it's Dallas. But
no, it's Allstate. See, you're at Oklahoma. It's at Oklahoma.
Ooh, that changes things.
That's what I'm saying. Oklahoma has an opportunity here. But you're talking about a senior Texas team, so it doesn't matter to the extent of what it usually would. If Arch Manning is starting, I think it matters.
Right.
If Ewers is starting, it doesn't matter.
Texas, if Ewers is starting, if not, I'll take a look at an upset possibly, but I think Texas gets passed. Here we go. This will be interesting. Penn State at USC. So 3-2, USC, who lost to Michigan, and their other embarrassing loss, but goes against Penn State. We're going to see what kind of defense Penn State has. This is going to tell us a lot. So, you know, I like...
As long as Penn State can handle business.
Right. I like Penn State.
I'll take Penn State. USC being at home matters. That really does matter.
Yeah, because of the distance.
Yep.
Absolutely. The flight time, the distance, does that affect you? Sure, it does. That's all the way across the country. So, but, you know, playing.
It's the Rose Bowl.
It
is. It's the Rose Bowl. And, you know, Penn State's been in this situation many times before. You know, they're no newbie when it comes to the Rose Bowl by any means. So I expect Penn State to handle this, carry on.
Yeah, Penn State. I like Penn State. All right, the next one, Stanford at number 11, Notre Dame, 4-1 versus 2-3.
Notre Dame, you need to pull it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you want it, you're done.
You won't get an opportunity to be back in.
Nope.
At all.
And Freeman, I think, understands this.
Mm-hmm.
I like Notre Dame in this one. You know, it's on NBC at 3:30. This is all set up for Notre Dame. So, you know, you just have to rise to the occasion. This will be interesting. Cal at 3-2 at Pittsburgh, 5-0.
That's going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be a great game because Cal was very, very explosive against Miami.
They are.
And, you know, you've lost some close games that you shouldn't have. Here's the problem with Cal. Finish the game.
Yep, all four quarters.
Finish the game, all four quarters. And they've blown it in the last quarters. And that's they have these great starts, but you've got to finish the game. So, but if Cal, if you can do that, you beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's looking pretty good right now at 5-0. You can never underestimate them.
Nope.
They're one of those teams.
Very solid team.
They're a good team, and they play with all heart. So, Pittsburgh's a great team. I always like Pittsburgh. But can they get past Cal? I don't think so. I think Pittsburgh, you get your first loss here. I like
Let's
California.
I'll take Pitt.
All right, you take Pitt. I'm taking Cal.
Taking Pitt.
Illinois 4-1 versus Purdue 1-4.
Illy Buck.
Yeah, I like Illinois. So the Fighting, Illini are going to be there. Okay, here's a game for you: Arizona versus BYU.
BYU.
Yeah, BYU.
I think Arizona can hang in there for at least two, three quarters.
I think BYU is real.
Yeah.
They're, really, you know, we're through the months that we have here, that we're getting into, the weeks that we're getting into, not months, but you could start to see who's who. And I think BYU is real. So Brigham Young should get past Arizona, the Wildcats. Georgia versus Mississippi State, Georgia. I mean, Georgia's 4-1, Mississippi State's 1-4. It's looking ugly down there. I don't think you'll be ringing those cowbells all that much. So I'm going with Georgia. Georgia?
Yep.
Georgia. Florida and Tennessee. Florida is 3-2. Tennessee is 4-1.
Tennessee need to get your head out your ass.
They do. And
pull it together.
Josh, you should have been right now 5-0. And you messed that up. You better have them ready for Florida. So I'm going to take Tennessee in this one.
Yep.
Ohio State at Oregon.
This is going to be a good game.
I think so, but I also believe that Ohio State, depth for depth, looking at both of these on both sides, they have everything maybe a couple steps ahead of Oregon.
Yeah. And that's really what
the distance is going to be the difference maker. I think
I really don't think it's going to play that much of a difference.
Ohio State starts off slow, but I think the second half is going to decide this game.
I believe that's going to change this week.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
I believe that's going to change this week. The thing about it is, though,
Ohio State has only lost once to them.
One time. Meetings.
So,
10 meetings. They are Oregon is 1-9 versus Ohio State.
And
the thing about it is, you know, you can go back to that last win that they had. That was a good game.
That was a close game. And that was at Ohio State. So Ohio State has that in their memory.
They do. And they're going to want revenge for that.
They sure are.
Nothing sweeter than knocking off an opponent for a CFP either.
When you're talking
especially now that you're interconference,
welcome
to a rivalry, people. This is the beginning of a rivalry.
This is going to be a great beginning to a rivalry. And then on top of it, you have got number 2 Ohio State going against number 3 Oregon.
Now,
if Ohio State beats Oregon, which is
I'm going to say this, the difference maker here, the players on Ohio State's defense have seen it before.
Yep.
That's the difference maker. The offensive side, you could say Oregon's got speed, and that's fine. But understand where Ohio State gets speed as well. They travel to the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah.
And they grab these players. You know, they've got depth. They've got range. What I'm really curious to see is how do the receivers stack up against the DBs of Oregon? That's going to be the difference maker.
I don't think you could. If you try to cover Smith, if you try to cover Jeremiah Smith,
they're going to
one on one.
They're going to double him all night.
They're going to have to double him. But then, what are you going to do with Ines? What are you going to do with Carnell Tate? What are you going to do with Abuka? What are you going to do? That's the problem. You can't double everybody. And if you double Smith, then Abuka is going to eat you alive.
Yep.
And if you try to cover him, well, then you've got Tate to deal with.
Yep.
And then you've got Ines to deal with.
So you're going
to
see a lot of zone. You're going to see a lot of – but the thing about it is Oregon likes to play blitzes. And they like to do zone blitzes, which is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I think they could eat up.
I don't think they can keep up with the rushing attack
of
Ohio State.
And then you've got the best 1-2 punch in rushing.
If you
Henderson or Judkins, you're done.
It's really the matter of,
and then you got Peoples in the waiting.
Well, here's the thing, okay? It matters of the type of competition that you play. All right, if you go and look pound for pound of each team of who's played who so far, Ohio State's got the better standings as far as opponents.
Well, Akron. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but their one slip up is just Akron. But look at Western. What team was it?
Kentucky?
Yeah. They're doing their part. You know, they've got a couple wins underneath their belts as well. And they've held competent games up in there as well. So it comes down to, you know, Ohio State's offensive line got tested last week.
Yes, they
got tested the week before. Has Oregon's offensive line really been tested besides Michigan State? And let me remind you people, Michigan State was getting home. They were getting in the backfield. I was watching that game. You know, Gabriel was out there running around a little bit, and he didn't look too great. You know, he threw, what was it, 2 picks last week?
You throw a pick against the Buckeyes,
you're going to be sorry.
You're going to be sorry because
they're a fast, aggressive type team. They will come out in a base package and then learn how you're going to try to attack them, adjust for it, and then readjust again to attack you.
Yeah.
Until you counter. And then they'll go back. It's a chess match. And then the aggression comes out whenever they know that you've lost. And that's whenever they eat you alive.
Yeah, then they become relentless. So it's gonna be interesting. I'm taking Ohio State on that one.
I am.
I feel pretty confident about that one. So
the real question is what's the difference going to be? Is it going to be by 10 points? Is it going to be by 6? Is it going to be by 14?
I'll take the Buckeyes as a two touchdown favorite. I like that. I think that that's fair, and I think that it sends a clear message. This is the time Ryan Day can send a clear message. I think it's just too much.
Yeah,
I think it's just too much. You got a quarterback who can run. You like I said, and they're just too loaded. All right, Ole Miss and LSU. That's going to be a tough game, and I just you've got Nussmeier that's back there for LSU. This kid waited around behind Jaden Daniels, okay, just to play. He didn't leave. He didn't go anywhere else. He didn't go for the NIL money. He wanted to play. Boomer Sooners, Jake McCooney, I'll tell you what, I'm with you. I think Oklahoma has a chance here, and nobody's going to give him a chance.
I do too. I really do.
Brett Venables has got the defense.
He does.
He knows how to do it. And I'm just telling you that I agree with you because, if anyone could draw up a defensive scheme next to Knowles, next to Jim Knowles, Brett Venables can.
Yep.
I mean, when he left, you saw the difference with Clemson. Mm-hmm. Instantaneously.
Immediately.
Yes. He is a defensive scheme master. So we're right there with you, Jake. I agree.
I want to see him win.
I do. I would love to see him win. So, but with the old
people too, expect an upset.
Yeah, expect an upset. Ole Miss and LSU, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pick LSU because they're fiery.
Yeah.
And it's
at LSU. I'm going LSU.
Yeah.
I think Lane Kiffin's going to catch an L here.
Yes, I do. I think this is an L.
But like I said, you know, if
but if you're in the SEC, you can afford two losses and possibly
can you,
get
though?
In. I think it's possible.
Can you? Honestly, now think about this, all right? If you've got – because it's a 12-team playoff.
Yeah, that's true because if Georgia gets in and runs a table.
People need to understand here. The Power 5 schools are getting two spots. That's it. You're not getting four. You're not getting six.
Nope, you're getting two.
You're getting two spots. And they're going to let the MAC in. They're going to let the Midwest in.
Yep.
They're going to let the big
– they want
whatever the hell they are now.
Big 12.
Big 12
yeah.
still. No, well, the
yeah.
big – 12? Is
yeah.
it 12?
Yeah.
Big 12. Pac 8?
No, the Pac only has two teams. The Pac 12 only has two.
I thought they brought in four.
So I don't know who they brought in yet. I everybody kind of like jumped ship.
Yeah. So
they had a great media deal and they booked.
But the thing about it is, if you think about this here, okay? So in the SEC now, you have Texas, you got Oklahoma, you've got LSU, you've got Georgia, you've got Ole Miss, you've got Alabama. I'm missing one.
Georgia.
I already got Georgia.
Yeah. Well, okay. So LSU. LSU only has
– that's six teams right
there. Right. So
then you have one outlier, which probably would be, you know, South Carolina and a couple others.
Right? Okay. So either way
– think about it, though. All of these teams are going to catch at least one to two losses already. Then you have the SEC championship game, which is going to knock a team to three losses possibly.
Yeah, if they if
do you, do you see what I'm saying here? So
if
now
Alabama,
you have the choice.
Alabama,
do you take the champion and the runner up, or do you go within the conference itself and pull one of the two lost teams?
You can have
and
an
this is
large.
Where it's going to matter.
Yes, it is.
This is where it's going to matter because now does your resume as a two loss or a one loss school with no conference champion even invitation matter more than a loss in the championship game?
Yeah, and an at-large team is going to make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's going to make a big difference. Right now, I'm going to tell you
especially if you see the Iowa State, the BYU, and Pittsburgh and a couple of these other teams go undefeated. That's going to be the real kicker there.
Which brings us to our next game, Iowa State versus West Virginia. West Virginia proves it can play tough, and it can play on big field games. They're 3-2. They're going against Iowa State at 5-0. Iowa State, you're going to have to be fast. You have a defense. Your offense is pouring it on. You are in the driver's seat right now.
Yep.
You are in the driver's seat. So
I'm giving the edge to Iowa State because did topple Iowa, and Iowa is a very hard defense to get by.
Absolutely.
So Iowa State, let's go Cyclones.
Okay. Kansas State and Colorado, both 4-1.
This is going to be
– No, I think Prime goes down here. I think Prime goes down. Kansas State is going to show you who Kansas State is. They would love to have an at-large. So, you know.
And you're Prime TV, baby, so.
Yeah, that's – yeah.
It's their time to shine.
I just don't believe Colorado is going to beat them. But and if he does, I'm going to be very surprised.
Very impressed.
Yeah, I'll be very impressed. Boise State is going against Hawaii. I like Boise State. Mm-hmm. I think that they're good.
I got Boise.
So, you know, Boise State looks good. And we'll look at the standings right now. We got about 10 minutes, and we're going to look at it. This is going to be interesting. Come towards the end of the year here, you are going to have Army versus Navy. And that is going to be – and if you look at this at the American Athletic Conference – look at the teams. You have four teams that are, you know, looking very, very tough. So overall, Tulane is, they're not looking bad. I mean, it's, you know, but you have Navy and
Army.
And they're running right now the table on the American Athletic Conference. And I don't see any stopping in them right now.
No.
You know, who are they? Who are they got next? I'll have to look who they have next. But then you get down to the Atlantic Coast Conference, and sitting at number one right now is Clemson. They've won three games versus, you know, they're 4-1, but they've won three in the conference. Miami.
I want you to notice something. You got Miami behind them. And then right behind Miami,
SMU.
Welcome to the ACC.
Welcome to the ACC. And you know, they're kicking a couple of briefcases over. And then Virginia, you know, they're 4-1.
Yep.
And then you got Pittsburgh that's 5-0. Of course, they've only played one game so far, you know, that's inside the Atlantic Coast Conference. Georgia Tech still looks good at 4-2. Syracuse is 4-1. So, you know, Louisville, 3-2.
Yeah.
Duke is 5-1. You can't count Duke out.
Nope.
Boston College, believe it or not, is 4-2. So, and then you get down to the rest, like VT, Wake, Stanford, FSU, Cal.
A lot of names you wouldn't expect to see there.
Yes.
It's kind of funny how this, you know, the page is flipped now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then we get down to the Big 12 conference we were talking about like this. You have, you know, Texas Tech University
is leading the way
at
3-0.
Yeah, they're 3-0 in the conference, but they're 5-1 overall. But you got BYU that is 5-0, and they're 2-0.
And there's Iowa State.
And Iowa State is a dark horse, you know, at 5-0. Colorado, 4-1. They're 2-0 in the conference. West Virginia, here you go. This is what we were talking about. They're 2-0 in the conference, 3-2 overall. And I just don't see him getting past Iowa State. I just don't see it. Arizona is 3-2. Arizona State is 4-1. Utah is 4-1. Cincinnati is 3-2. UCF is 3-2. And then you're getting down to the rest. That
really surprising here, you know, to see.
We thought Oklahoma State was going to
be something.
This year. And they are now sitting
at 3-3. Huge fall off there.
Yes. And Kansas University is 1-5. So, I mean, I was just really, really surprised. You get to the Big Ten Conference. Sitting at number one is Indiana. And they're 6-0 and 3-0 in the conference. Ohio State is next. They're 5-0 and 2-0. And then Oregon, 5-0 and 2-0 in the conference. Penn State, 5-0 and 2-0. You've got five undefeated teams right now in the Big Ten. That will change this.
Four Big Ten.
Yeah, four. That's right. I forgot. You're correct. And then right behind Penn State is Washington that's 2-1. Nebraska is 2-1. Michigan is 2-1. Of course, Washington is 4-2 on the year. Nebraska is 5-1. And that's kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
And then after that, Michigan is 4-2. But look at this. Illinois, 4-1. Rutgers, 4-1. You know, and then you start getting down. Iowa, 3-2. But don't let that fool you. They lost to the Buckeyes and they lost to the Cyclones.
Yep.
Wisconsin, 3-2.
All the losses are to Nebraska and who else did they play? Alabama? Bama.
Yeah. And if you look at it, Michigan State is 3-3. So they don't even have a losing record, but it's not, you know what I'm saying?
The only ones in the Big Ten with a losing record are Northwestern, Purdue, and UCLA.
Yeah. That's a pretty solid conference.
It is.
Conference USA, Liberty, 4-0, 2-0.
They're playing tonight.
Yes. And I mean, SHSU, 5-1, 2-0 in the conference. Western Kentucky, 3-2, 1-0 in the conference. FIU, 2-3, 1-0.
They playing tonight versus Liberty.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Yep.
So, okay. And then the independents, you got Notre Dame that is 4-1, but you got Connecticut right behind them.
And UMass.
And, well, UMass is 1-5, but Connecticut, the Huskies, are 4-2.
But they dropped their conference.
They're going to have to. The independent, let me tell you, the independents are going to have to go.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pick a conference. That's all there is to it. You're going to have to pick somebody. Notre Dame, your best bet would be the Big Ten, I think money-wise and everything, because I don't believe the SEC will take you. I just don't think so. Your best bet is there. You can love the money for right now, but you aren't going to have it if you don't join a conference. Why take $24 million when you can have $30 to $35
million? Yep.
I mean, it's a no-brainer here. Then we get to the Mid-American, EMU, Eastern Michigan, they're 4-1. Toledo, the Rockets, again, 4-1. Buffalo, they're 3-2. Central Michigan's 3-2. The Bobcats are 3-2 from Ohio. And Bowling Green State University that we have seen has played some tough, tough teams. They're 2-3, but I'll tell you what. And of course, Northern Illinois, they're 3-2. Miami of Ohio, I don't know what happened to y'all, but you're 1-4. And Kent State, well, you're 0-5 and 0-1. And of course, you got Ball State, 1-4. And Akron, 1-5, 0-2. So, you know, you can't – that hurts Ohio State's resume is the Akron one. You get into the Mountain West, well, now you start getting into it. And who do we have up there? Well, Boise's 4-1, and SJSU is 4-1. They're leading the way. UNLV is 4-1. San Diego State is 2-3. Wyoming is 1-4. Fresno is 3-2 now. And of course, Hawaii is 2-3. And Colorado State is 2-3. Nevada's 2-4. The only ones you're going to see out of there are Boise, UNLV, and, you know, I think maybe SJSU, but we'll see. The Pac-12 conference, you know, you've got Oregon State and, you know, Washington State. And guess what, folks? 4-1.
Both of them.
Both of them. 4-1. So, and Oregon State is 3-1 at home, and away they're 1-0. So, and, you know, this is away from Washington State. They lost one game, but at home, they are 3-0. So let's get into the Southeastern Conference. Texas A&M right now in the conference is leading the way at 3-0, and they're 5-1 overall. Texas, the number one team in the nation, is 5-0 and 1-0. LSU is 4-1 and 1-0. And Georgia is 4-1, and they're 2-1 in the conference. Arkansas is 2-1 in the conference at 4-2. Missouri is 4-1 and 1-1 in the conference. And Tennessee is 1-1 in the conference, and they're 4-1. And Vandy, everyone who's going to make fun of Vandy, they are 3-2 and 1-1 in the conference. Mississippi is 5-1. Alabama is 4-1, and they both have a loss in the conference. And here comes Oklahoma, 4-1 and 1-1 in the conference. Florida is 1-1. They're 3-2. South Carolina is 3-2. Kentucky is 3-2. And then Mississippi State, well, I feel bad for you. You're 1-4, 0-2. Auburn, you're 0-3 in the conference and 2-4. Pound for pound, here you go again. This is a strong, strong SEC conference.
Yep.
So Sun Belt, very interesting. I am seeing, so Gasso is 3-2. CCU is 4-1. Marshall is 3-2. James Madison fell this last week. They're 4-1.
They lost by 3 points.
Yeah, but I mean, they still fell. The one that we thought would run away with it, App State, is 2-3 and 0-2. Mm-hmm. So
they need a defense.
Getting down to the West half, the Raging Cajuns are right there, right behind ULM. They're 4-1.
Yep.
And ULM is 4-1. And, you know, then we're getting into Arkansas State, 3-2, Texas State, 3-2. And, of course, USA, USM, and Troy, well, you're pretty much done. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of great games. So, let's, again, I always like to look and go back. I think that we got it. So, Wednesday, we have New Mexico State University against JVST, that'll be interesting. That's tonight. Thursday, CCU versus JMU. We'll see if James Madison's going to correct the ship or not. MTSU is against LT, and then UTEP is against Western Kentucky. And that's all on Thursday. Friday, NU versus Maryland. So, well, this is going to be interesting.
Maryland.
You like Maryland in that one? I like Maryland too. UNLV against USU. UNLV. Utah versus Arizona State.
We've already gone over that.
Yeah, I still like Utah. And then we'll get into the games. 12 o'clock on ABC, ESPN is Alabama, South Carolina, Clemson, and Wake Forest is on ESPN. That is at 12 o'clock. Mizzou and UMass is on ESPN2. Washington and Iowa is on Fox. I like Iowa in that game. Wisconsin and Rutgers is Big Ten Network, Rutgers. And that's at 12 o'clock. I'll take Rutgers. Georgia Tech, UNC, that's on the CW Network.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I like Georgia Tech in that one. Ball State versus Kent State, that's on ESPN at 12.
Two very bad teams.
Yeah, they're not very good. Toledo and Buffalo. I like Toledo. Yeah, that's on ESPNU at 12. UAB and Army. Take Army. Yeah, that's on CBSSN. And Miami and EMU is Eastern Michigan is on ESPN.
I'm taking Miami, Ohio.
Okay. All right. And Texas and Oklahoma, 3:30. The Boomer Sooners on ABC and ESPN. So the Boomer Sooners, if yours isn't playing, I like them. I'm sorry. I just do. Penn State versus USC. I like Penn State in this one, but we're going to find out. That's on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stanford, Notre Dame is on NBC. Cal versus Pittsburgh. I like Cal, 3:30 p.m. on ESPN. Purdue at Illinois on FS1 at 3:30. Louisville and, oh my gosh, University of Virginia. I'm going to tell you, I like Virginia, man. They're on the ACC network. Cincinnati and UCF, that's going to be a good game. I'll take Cincinnati. ESPN2.
San Jose State.
Yep, San Jose State is next against Colorado State, and I like San Jose State. And that's on True TV Max. And San Diego State is playing Wyoming. I like San Diego State. Mm-hmm. ODU versus, who was that, Gaston?
Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia State. Georgia State at ESPN. Arkansas
Akron versus Western Michigan.
Yeah, I like Western Michigan in that one. NIU versus Bowling Green State University.
Bowling Green.
I like Bowling Green in that one. Yes, and that's on ESPN. Memphis at USF. Yep, I like Memphis. Arizona at BYU. Yeah, BYU. That's on Fox, folks. Ohio versus Central Michigan. Okay. That's at 4 o'clock. And that is on ESPNU. Mississippi State versus Georgia. That's on the SEC network. Georgia. USM versus ULM at 5 o'clock on ESPN+. Florida at Tennessee at 7 o'clock ESPN. Air Force, who just took a beating, and I say a sound beating, from Navy. And they're on at 7 o'clock on True TV Max. And I'm going to go with Air Force in this one. They right the ship. Here we go. WSU versus Fresno. I think Fresno somehow or another walks away with a W. Arizona State, Texas State. I like Arizona State on this one at 7 o'clock at ESPN. FAU, UNT, ESPN 2, 7 o'clock. UTSA versus Rice. Again, that's at 7 o'clock, ESPN Plus. And then we're getting into the big ones. NBC on Peacock, Ohio State versus Oregon, 7:30. Number 9, Mississippi versus LSU, 7:30. They're on ABC and ESPN. And we'll get to Oregon State versus Nevada. Oregon State. App versus UL, the Raging Cajuns. I'll take the Raging Cajuns. They're on ESPN Plus at 7:30. Vanderbilt, Kentucky, 7:45 on the SEC network. Iowa State versus West Virginia. I like the Cyclones, 8 o'clock on Fox. Syracuse, the North Carolina State University. I'm taking Syracuse, ACC network. Marshall versus, yeah, I like Marshall. And that's on ESPNU. That's at 8 o'clock. Minnesota, UCLA. I like Big Ten network, and I like Minnesota. Kansas State at Colorado. I like Kansas State, ESPN. And the last one, Boise at Hawaii at 11 o'clock. Boise. Yeah, at 11 o'clock, Boise plays. That Kansas State game, by the way, is at 10:15. And Minnesota, UCLA is 9. Marshall is at 8. Syracuse is at 8. Iowa State is at 8 on Fox. So that's it for us, guys. And we can't thank you enough. Don't forget to go on over to 5-Star Double Diamond Sports, John Hickey's webpage. Join in with all of us. We get on there and we make our picks. You know, there's a whole bunch of people that get on there. He'd love to grow the page. And we have a lot of fun. So we could trash talk a little bit. We could joke around a little bit. He runs a very clean page. And I'll tell you what, John is just a terrific, terrific man. So I've known him for a long, long time. Anyway, that's it for us on Offsides, College Football's Top 25 Plus 5. And we will talk to you later.